Hello.
Hello there. Am I speaking with Jeffrey?
Speaking.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Elliott Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
23,
okay. Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Precast.
Bricklayer?
Precast.
A precast, okay, let me see, we got that. Well, what we have here is a stonemason, plasterer, PCC restoration, terrazzo mechanical finisher, mason helper, tile setter, marble mason, refractory bricklayer, cement mason, tile or marble finisher. Any of those qualified in your trade?
No, it's precast buildings.
Precast. Okay, let me enter it as order then. Just give me 1 second. Precast. Okay, very well. Moving on. On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, a journeyman, or a level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or an improver?
No, I'm a foreman.
Foreman, thank you, sir. And are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft?
Just in the winter time.
In the last 12 months, have you been out of work?
12 months? No.
No, in 0 weeks then. Okay. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No, thank you, sir. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same.
Same, all right. Let's talk about union construction projects. Do you get the sense there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Same, thank you, sir. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on union projects in your community?
No, I'm looking for help.
All right, not enough. Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
No, okay.
Not that I know of.
All right, that's good enough, sir. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through state or local government, privately, through federal government, or do you not know?
Have I been on government projects? Yes.
Thinking about the last job you worked on, do you know whether it was funded?
Oh, funded? Through
local government or state, federal government?
Oh, there's schools, so I'm assuming it's got to be funded by the state.
A state, okay. That's good enough, sir. thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? About the same less unemployment than now?
No, there's going to be unemployment.
More unemployment?
Oh, yes.
All right. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
In the next 2 or 3 years,
it's
going to get worse till the election, then depends who's in there.
Most people think that, but in your own opinion, it will get better. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
that's the situation.
It is. But in your opinion, as far as your opinion is concerned, do you think it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same? Your family's economic situation.
Well, right now it's getting worse because
get worse.
Price of living keeps on going up, and
I know exactly what you mean. So you think it will get worse, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, look at minimum wage is, you know, $15-$20 an hour, and our wages don't go up that much.
All right. We'll get to that. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you have no real safety concerns?
Just stupid people.
Careless people.
Yeah.
All right.
Careless, yeah, stupid, that, same thing.
Yes, it is. It is a health concern. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No. All right. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in the activity in the past 12 months, like picketing. Have you participated in any picketing in the last 12 months?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
Nope.
No, okay, moving on, sir. Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Never. Mm-hmm. Okay. Changing subjects to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Internet or social media, cable news, radio, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors. Which one will be the first, the one that you get most of your news from?
TV news.
Local TV news or cable?
Yep.
Local.
Local.
All right. And after that, could it be, which one will be the second? Internet?
Friends and family.
Friends and family, all right. And number three will be? Internet, cable news, radio, newspapers.
No, we don't have cable, so I guess the internet.
The internet. Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to get them in order. I need to do that. So after that would be radio or newspapers, print or online?
Radio.
Radio. Okay.
Yeah.
And after radio would be newspapers?
I haven't looked at a newspaper in I don't know how long.
Okay, so which one would be first? Okay, after radio, cable news or newspapers? If any, you were to look at them.
I don't have cable news, and I don't have a newspaper, so...
I just want to get them in order so we can move on. So after radio, should I choose cable news or newspapers?
It don't matter which way you put it.
No, I cannot say that because, you know, for quality reasons, I need you to tell me. You can choose anyone.
Cable.
Anything. Cable.
Cable.
All right, cable, so the last one will be newspapers. Thank you. Moving
right
on. And that's the way it is with this service. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Support for labor unions, the environment, immigration, foreign policy, healthcare, education, jobs in the economy, or something else?
They're all priorities.
They're all priorities, I agree. But which one is most important to you? Jobs and the economy, healthcare, environment, education, immigration, foreign policy.
Immigration right now.
Immigration.
Yep.
Yes, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No. Okay. Let me share some information. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
Oh, it's important.
Very important or somewhat important?
Very.
Very. Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republican.
Republican. Okay, moving on quickly, almost done. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against the GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or do you support the United Auto Workers?
The workers.
And do you support them, the auto workers, much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, let's start wrapping things up. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove on all Joe Biden.
Okay, do you disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove of his job as president?
No, I think, yeah, very.
Strongly?
Yes.
And his job on the economy, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly as well or somewhat?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Strongly.
His job on support for labor unions?
I do not like Biden at all. He hasn't done anything for this country.
As I said, I need you to tell me. So you disapprove strongly?
Yes.
All right. And on the immigration issue, disapprove strongly?
He hasn't done anything on it.
Disapprove somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
On foreign affairs?
He has disapproved very strongly.
Oh, strongly. No, okay. On healthcare issue, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove very strongly.
Yeah, strongly. Okay, let's move on. I get your point. Almost done. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Oh, they're a joke.
So you disapprove. Do you disapprove strongly or somewhat disapprove?
No, very strongly. They're all a joke.
All right. Are you registered to vote?
No.
No, you're not registered, okay? And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. And yeah. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't deal with international that often, so just good.
So, have no opinion on that?
Not really.
Could I enter that? You don't have an answer for that?
Yeah, I don't deal with them.
So, could I enter that you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and services, in your own words? In a few words, as you can. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Just being more present on job sites, I guess.
Okay, let me enter that. They should be more present. On the job side, you say, right?
Right. I mean, Parker, it's my fault I don't go to the meetings, but I live in Rochelle, and I'm 21. That's in Addison, so.
Okay, yes. Meaning that they should be in contact with the members more, right? That's what you mean.
Right, right.
Well, I'm entering just this. I think they should be more present on the job side. Is that good enough?
Right.
Thank you. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your own words?
I have no idea.
Anything at all that, you know, that bothers you that things should be improved about the union?
These jobs ain't gonna start coming up because the interest rate's so goddamn high. I mean, and the union can't do nothing about that, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they have excellent training. you know, you call them, they answer your questions. I just don't keep up with it because, you know, like I said, it's, I'm
correct,
too far out.
You know, I just want to, you know, enter a particular thing that you, to you personally, that you don't think the union might not be doing enough, that they should improve on anything.
I have no complaints about it besides, you know, they don't keep in contact with the people that don't go to the meetings.
So they, it still, it would be the same answer as before, they should get improved contact with the members.
Right.
Okay. Let me enter that. I think. Okay, union members. I think they should improve contact with union members. Okay, does that represent your view, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, mail, text, job site, or email?
Job site.
Job site. Thank you, sir. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
I get that news later, what, 4 times a year, I think?
4 or more times a year, okay. Thank you, sir. And just, I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Republican, thank you, sir. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
Not strong. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
White.
Thank you, sir. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. You have a wonderful night. Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you for your participation and your valuable time. Good night, sir.
All right. Good night. Bye.
Bye.